The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the part we read, who was the primary person that was saying the words in the gospel today? Anyone pay close enough attention? So it was Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was the one that was saying these words. And this particular passage that we used in the gospel today is known as Mary's Magnificat. And really, what this is, it's a hymn of joy and of humility. This virtue of humility is founded on an awareness of who we are before God. A lot of people think humility means, oh, I'm nothing, I'm terrible, I'm lower than dirt, and all this stuff, and that's not true. That's a false understanding of humility. In fact, what humility really is recognizing our position before God, and not just who we are before him, but who we are to him. So on the one hand, certainly, we are just mere creatures before our God. But on the other hand, to our God, we are everything. We are his beloved. We are part of his family. We are his children. And so he loves us deeply. And so humility is recognizing both at the same time. It's recognizing the truth of the situation, the truth of the matter. And so this humility is not at odds with recognizing the good that God has done in us and for us, our talents. Who here has a talent? Some of us are really good with schoolwork. Some of us are really social. Some of us, I don't know, whatever talents we have, right? Some of us are just naturally inclined to be happy people. These are good things that God has given us. And there's nothing contrary in humility to be able to recognize the good things God has given us and done for us. So we have to recognize that on the one hand, yes, before God, certainly, we are just mere creatures. But to God, we are everything, which is why he gives us so many good things in our lives. Who here has good things in their lives? Who here wants to share one thing that they're thankful for, that has been good, that God has given them?
My family.
Your family, yeah?
Athletic.
Food. I love food too, especially bacon cheeseburgers, yeah? A roof over your head, yes, that's a good thing.
Home and clothing.
Home and clothing. Your mom and dad. Your entire family. Your dogs?
My friends.
Your friends?
My life.
Your life? Okay. Good. So all these things are good things. All of them have been given to you by God. Your food, your family, your friends, your dogs, these are all good things that bring us joy and happiness. Sure, occasionally they can be a pain in the butt too. But they're good things that God has given us. There's nothing wrong with recognizing that this is a good, and this is good for us. all that we do, though, who here does good things? Not just that God has given you things, but does good things. Several of us? Good. Put your hands down. I'm not going to ask for any responses on that. But even the good work that we do is from God. All the good that we do is God working through us. And so the more good that we do, the more open to God's movements in our lives to do good, the better things are. So that's what a big part of humility is about, recognizing even though I have all these good things, even though I do all these good things, it's not mine. It's not me. It's God giving me things and God working through me to do good in the world. Who here has made bags or something for our friends across the street or done some sort of service across the street? I think all of you guys have, probably for your second grade or maybe a retreat or something. So even that work is God working through you in the world. When you treat your sibling nice, that's God working through you. When you, I don't know, you guys get the idea though, right? Yeah. So God works through us, and that's the good that we do in the world. And so this humility that we've been talking about is not at odds with recognizing God working in and through us. He gives us good things and he works good things through us. All the while recognizing that even though there's all this good that God has given us and works through us, that we're still his creatures. And so before him, we're creatures, but to him, his beloved children. And this is what Mary reminds us and remembers in her Magnificat, her hymn of praise and joy and humility. And what's great about Mary is that, who here has heard the phrase that Mary is our mother? A couple of you. So Mary is our mother. And I know the rest of you probably heard this homily a couple of days ago, so bear with me. But Mary being our mother means that we can turn to her whenever we need help. Obviously, we can go directly to Christ, too. But do you guys remember the wedding at Cana in the Bible? How it talks about Mary's like, oh, hey, Jesus, they need wine. You guys remember that story? Kind of, sort of, some of you? Okay. So what happens is Jesus like, oh, it's not time for me to kind of come out and do all this stuff. But Mary's like, well, just, okay, you do you. And what happens?
He makes the water into wine.
Yeah, he makes the water into wine at the request of his mother. And so Mary being our mother, if we're really in desperate need of something, of some sort of intercession, we go to her too. We go to Christ, yes, but if your brother or sister or sibling asks you to do something, how likely are you to do it? So-so, maybe, kinda, if you're in the mood. Mom and dad ask you to do something, oh yeah, I guess I have to, okay, let's get to work. That's not an exact idea of what happens, but it's a good representation. So if Mary's requesting something on our behalf, there's a good chance that prayer is going to be answered. So don't be afraid to go to Mary today or any day of your life, okay? God bless you.